Tehillim, Kuf, Mem, Tes, the fourth, Hallelujah. So it starts off like this, Hallelujah, Shiru Lashem, Shir Chadash, Tilasov, Bekal Chasidim. So this is a really continuation of the last Hallelujah, or the Chasidim, the ones that are close to Hashem, are now saying a Shira on this, that we're close to Hashem, right? Where the Chasidim are very happy that we're close to Hashem, so we're now going to sing a Shira about that. So, Pazik Beis, Yismach Yisrael Bo'isav, B'nei Tzion Yegilu B'malkam. The Malbim is Medayik. You have Yisrael and you have B'nei Tzion. Two different Madregas in Klal Yisrael. And Yisrael is very happy. Hashem made them. The B'nei Tzion is a higher level. They're the Chassidim. They're closer to Hashem. And they have Gilu. Gilu is like a higher form of Simcha. On things that are new, like a new type of Simcha. So that is a deek in this process. So Yismach Yisrael Ba'isav, and the B'nai Tzion, the higher level of Chassidim, are Gilu on this high level of Simcha. Comes on Pazik Gimel Yihalu Shemai B'machol, B'soy V'chino Yizamrulay. So this is, we're praising Hashem B'machol in a dance. The Mama says Hashem is with us in this dance, and it's such a high level, we're bringing out the tupim and the chino, the drums and the harp. Yizamrulay, we only do that when there's like, you know, a high level Simcha. So Hashem is with us in this dance, and we're praising Hashem with our instruments. Pasuk Dalet, Ki writes Hashem be'amoy, Yifayr anavim bishua. Hashem wants us, He wants nations, He wants the tzaddikim, and that's a covered. Pasuk Hey, Yazu chasidim b'chavayid, Yiranu al mishka v'yisam. So here we're saying, even after the dance, we're going to do this dance, and even after the dance, there's a tremendous simcha which remains, and it remains al mishka v'yisam, which is a remez to when we rest, otherwise known as when we die. That if we're, the way the Malbim explains it, if we're davuk b'Hashem when we're alive, then we're also davuk b'Hashem in our death, which either means like a misa neshika, we're going to go with a quiet death, or we'll still have that dveikus even after life. But when we are resting, mishka v'yisam, we will also have this yiranenu, this high level of simcha, praise, and dveikus with Hashem. So it all depends how we're acting while we're alive, which will also help determine how we die. Pasuk Vav, Roim Emayis El Begroinam, V'Chedev Yichos B'Yadam, goes together with Pasuk Zayin, Lathos Nekama Ba'Goyim, Tochechos Ba'Lumim. What's happening here is through us getting lifted up, so we now have the ability to fight with the Goyim. Either means a physical war with our swords, our Chedev Yichos with our swords, or means with our words, Tochechos Ba'Lumim. We will have the ability to fight with the Goyim on our Muna, meaning we'll be able to have an intellectual discussion of a Muna with the Goyim and win, or a physical one. It all comes because we have been Reimimites, because we've been uplifted in our Dveikus Vashem. Pasuk Ches and Tes go together. Lesser Malchim Mizikim Minichmedei Mechav Lei Barzal Lasos Bemishpak Kasuv Hartu L'Chachazir HaLukah, which means we're going to fight this war. We're going to beat the Goyim. And it's not going to be considered achzarius, cruelty, because we're doing it with mishpat. We're doing it exactly with Hashem, how Hashem wants it. And because we're doing that, not just with our own intellect, not with our seichel, but we're doing it the way Hashem wants us, with the mishpat, therefore it's not considered achzarius when we do destroy the Goyim. That was Kapitel Kuf Mem Tes. Again, linking together the chassidim, a high-level praise, dancing with Hashem, and then having the ability to be davuk by Hashem alive and dead, and destroying the Goyim physically and intellectually because we have been uplifted. Tehillim Kuf Mem Tes.